This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Colorado has expanded a lawsuit against the Trump administration to account for new threats it says are tied to how the state runs elections and former elections clerk Tina Peters. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Attorney General Phil Weiser says cuts to federal transportation and energy dollars for Colorado, moving Space Command out of Colorado Springs, and shutting down NCAR in Boulder are in part retaliation for how the state runs elections. He also believes Trump is angry the state won't release former Mesa County elections clerk Tina Peters from state prison.
When you face a bully, some say, back down, accommodate. I disagree. The only response is to fight back and to defend your principles.
The White House said Trump is using his lawful and discretionary authority to ensure federal dollars are aligned with his agenda. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver police say they are aware of a planned demonstration at the state capitol tonight. Protesters are expected to gather at 6 o'clock following the death of former Colorado resident Nicole Good, who was killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis on Wednesday. The department says it's monitoring the situation and will have resources dedicated to keeping people safe. An auction for oil and gas leases in Colorado yesterday was a bust. The Bureau of Land Management offered up more than 20,000 acres of public land, but even at $10 an acre, it received zero bids from companies. Aaron Weiss worked at the advocacy group Center for Western Politics.
There are no oil and gas companies that think that it's profitable to lease them even at 10 bucks an acre.
The sale comes as the Trump administration tries to increase drilling on public lands. The BLM is planning to offer leases on more than 250,000 acres in Colorado over the next 6 months. In Fort Collins and Loveland, the sun returns today, but it stays cold with highs in the 30s. This is CPR News.